Today are José Carlos Cardoso, CEO, Fernando Passos, CFO and IRO, and Sandra Matsumoto, Investor Relations Manager. This conference call is being recorded, and participants will not be allowed to ask questions during the presentation. After the presentation, we will open the questions and answer session. If you need any help, please dial star zero. This presentation was prepared by IRB Brazil Re and shall not be considered as search of data for investments. This presentation may contain certain forward-looking statements and information related to the company reflecting current views and/or expectations of the company and its management concerning its performance, business, and future events. Forward-looking statements include, without limitation, any statements containing forecasts, indications, or estimates and projections on future results, performances, or objectives, as well as words like "we believe," "anticipated," "expected," "estimates," "projects," and other similar expressions. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and future events. Investors are confident that several relevant factors may cause actual results to significantly differ from these plans, objectives, expectations, projections, and intentions expressed herein. Under no circumstance, neither the company nor its subsidiaries, board members, officers, agents, or employees should be held liable before third parties, including investors, for any investment decision made based on the information and statements contained herein, or any related or specific damages resulting therefrom, market and competitive positions information, including market projections mentioned in the hearing, were obtained from in-house surveys, market researches, public information, and business publications. Mr. José Carlos Cardoso, CEO of IRB Brazil Re, will now begin the presentation.
Thank you all for participating in our second quarter earnings conference call. I will begin on slide number 2, introducing the highlight of the period that added value to the company's result. First, I would like to say we are very proud to announce that on July 31st, 2018, we celebrated our first year as a publicly held company. In the second quarter of 2018, our company was included in some important stock market indexes. In May, we were included in the IBRX 100 index, becoming one of the 100 most actively traded and representative stocks in the Brazilian stock market. Also in May, our stock was included in the MSCI Morgan Stanley Capital International Brazil Index, a benchmark for several global investment funds, lastly. In June revision of the FTSE Index, our stock was included in the Renaissance Latin America Index, which represents the activities and performance of new issuers whose primary trading market is Latin America. Since our IPO in 2017, our stock had already been a component of two other important corporate governance indexes. The ITAG, Special Tag-Along Stock Index, which captures the companies offering the best conditions to minority shareholders in case of controlling stock is sold. And IGC, Special Corporate Governance Stock Index, which captures companies listed on Novo Mercado or B3's Level 1 or Level 2. Another important highlight is that our market cap has increased 6 times since our privatization. In October 2013, our market cap was 2.7 billion. We arrived in the stock market in July 2017 with a market cap of 8.5 billion and closed the year with a market cap of 10.6 billion. On July 31st, 2018, after 1 year as a publicly held company, IRB was already worth 16.7 billion, an appreciation of 96%, with sound and consistent results. Now, returning to the second quarter of 2018, the written premium rose 28% year over year to 1.9 billion reais, of which 1.2 billion reais were written in Brazil, an increase of 15%, and 721 million reais were written abroad, up 57% in the period. We also executed 90 new contracts in the first half, both in Brazil and abroad. The increase of 15% in the premium written in Brazil was driven by an expansion in our market share from 44% in April to May 2017 to 46% in April to May 2018, according to released SUSEP data, ratifying our strategy to grow in segments that offer better results throughout the time. Once again, IRB Brasil Re sustained its leading position in the Brazilian reinsurance market in line with our strategy of expanding its reinsurance and retrocession operations in Latin America, aiming at achieving greater reciprocity with its strategic partners. The strategy of growing in the international market remains focused on the business lines where we have a high level of expertise, such as property, rural, life, and aviation. The combined effect of the growth of 28% in the total written premium and the reduction in our loss ratio was the key driver of the rise of 78% in our underwriting result, which amounted to 296 million in the second quarter of 2018. We were also successful for yet another quarter in cutting our administrative expenses. Administrative expenses accounted for 5.4% of the premium earned in the second quarter of 2018 versus 6.3% a year ago. This decrease reflects improved IT process, resulting in greater automation, smaller staff, and lower costs, yet increasing our agility and improving our services to clients. The combined effect of the robust growth in premium and the higher underwriting result, which confirm our successful strategy offsetting the lower financial result that derived from the cut in the Selic rate, sustained the rise of 24% in the net income, up from 232 million in the second quarter of 2018 to 287 million in the second quarter this year. Therefore, our return on average equity, ROI, reached 33% in the second quarter of 2018. Also, as part of our strategy to improve our efficiency, in July we announced that the CVM has authorized our asset management business to operate. Our goal is to improve the efficiency of the management of our own financial assets and to explore new revenue sources by providing asset management services to the third parties. Therefore, we remain confident that our first half results already ensured the guidance for the year we have reported to the market, confirming our company's growth and consolidation in 2018. Fernando will now continue this presentation with more details on our results. I will be available to answer to your questions later on. Fernando, please.
Thank you, Cardoso. Good morning. I will begin on slide number 3. Here you can see our net income and the return on average equity. The orange graph to the left shows that our net income went from 232 million reais in the second quarter of 2017 to 287 million reais in the second quarter of 2018, an increase of 24%. The return on average equity, the ROE, rose by 3 percentage points from 30% in the second quarter of 2017 and achieved 33% this second quarter. On the following slides, I will discuss the factors that drove such significant growth in the second quarter. On slide number 4, we show the history of our total written premiums by quarter. In the second quarter of 2018, written premium increased by 28% over the same period of the last year, achieving 1.9 billion reais. Out of this amount, 1.2 billion were written premium in Brazil, and 721 million were written premium abroad. Another highlight in the second quarter was the execution of 90 new treaties, both in Brazil and abroad, as already mentioned by Cardoso. In the second quarter of 2018, premium written in Brazil increased by 15% compared to the same period of 2017, chiefly due to our expanded market share in Brazil, which went from 44% in April to May of 2017 to 46% in April to May of 2018, according to released data by SUSEP, the Brazilian regulator. The combined effects of the gain in market share with the execution of new treaties in the period and our increased share in treaties already in our portfolio sustained the uptrend in premium written in Brazil for the upcoming quarters. Since the accrual of written premium from proportional treaties follows a 1/12 ratio per month. Premium written abroad achieved 721 million reais in the second quarter of 2018, an increase of 57% over previous year. Of this growth, 45 percentage points correspond to an organic increase in the premium issued abroad in US dollar, and 12 percentage points from the average FX ratio variation in the period. Another highlight in the second quarter was the execution of new treaties abroad and the increase in our share in existing treaties, sustaining the growth in the premium written abroad since the accrual of written premium deriving from proportional contracts, like for premiums written in Brazil, follows a 1/12 ratio per month. Of the premium written abroad in the period, the largest share came from the life and agro segments, which together accounted for over 60% of the total premium written abroad. On slide number 5, we will talk about the dynamics of our retrocession costs. Our retrocession ratio was 27% in the second quarter of 2018, down 5 percentage points over the 32% ratio reported in the same period of last year. The retrocession cost in nominal terms increased a slight 7% in the second quarter of 2018 over the same period of the last year, from 481 million reais in 2017 to 517 million this year. At the same time, written premium protected by the retrocession contracts rose 28%. The lower retrocession ratio comes from our economies of scale, our loss ratio track record, which has given better negotiations for price and conditions, and also from the fact that we had the retrocession cost, which is originally denominated in dollars, hedged for a cap of 3.36 Brazilian reais per dollar. For those reasons, our retrocession costs, when consolidated to reais, recorded a lower variation than that of our written premium abroad. Other factors that have contributed to reduce our retrocession costs include the continued improvement in our pricing tools, the granularity of our underwriting guidelines, the IPO itself with our listing in the Novo Mercado, which has raised our corporate governance level, and finally, the quality of the investors composing our shareholder base, which has contributed to ratify our credibility. On slide number 6, we show that our retained premium, which achieved 1.4 billion reais in the second quarter of 2018, an increase of 37% year over year, resulting from the combined effect from a higher volume of written premium and a lower retrocession ratio. The graph on slide number 7 shows the historical seasonality of the constitution and reversal of technical provisions relative to written premium. Historically, you can see that in 2015, 2016, and 2017, the provisions were constituted in the first three quarters of the years, followed by an average reversal in the fourth quarter, which ranged from 6 to 8% in the fourth quarter, according to this specific scenario. It is important to remember that the technical provision is used to retain values that are the result of an increase in our retained premium in order to prevent all their value from being taken prematurely to the earned premiums and consequently to our underwriting result. Over the policy's coverage term, depending on the performance of the business and the term for the risk to expire, this provision may be taken to earned premiums and consequently to the underwriting results. On slide number 8, you can see that earned premium achieved 1.2 billion reais in the second quarter of 2018. Up 33% compared to the second quarter of the last year. Slide number 9 shows our loss ratio dropped 5 percentage points from 61% in the second quarter of 2017 to only 57% this year. This was chiefly due to the underwriting improvement, improved underwriting and pricing tools, the improvement in our corporate guidelines, and the increase automation for exchanging information with clients, in addition to marginal price adjustments. In the second quarter, the loss ratio measured by OCR, outstanding claims reserves, corresponded to 53% of earned premium, down 11 percentage points over the 64% reported 1 year ago. In nominal terms, the OCR, outstanding claims reserve, went up from a constitution of 568 million reais in the second quarter of 2017 to 628 million reais in the second quarter of this year, an increase of only 11%, as opposed to the rise of 33% in earned premium. The loss ratio measured by the IBNR corresponded to 4% of earned premiums in the second quarter of 2018. In nominal terms, the IBNR went from a net reversal of 34 million reais in the second quarter of 2017 to a constitution of 44 million reais in the second quarter of this year. This was due to a more aggressive reserve formation approach for the new treats the company executed in Brazil and abroad in the second quarter of this year. On slide number 10, we will discuss our underwriting result, which rose 78% in the second quarter of this year, achieving 296 million reais. The combined effect of the growth of 28% in written premium and the reduction in our loss ratio, which fell from 61% in the second quarter of 2017 to 57% in 2018, was the key drive to sustain the sound growth of 78% in our underwriting result. Now on slide number 11, we show our administrative expense as a ratio of earned premium fell nearly 1 percentage point, down from 63% in the second quarter of 2017 to 5.4% in the same period of this year. In the first half of 2018, the administrative expense ratio fell by 1.3 percentage points, down from 6.7% in 2017 to 5.4% in 2018. In nominal terms, our administrative expenses dropped 4%, down from 119 million reais in the first half of 2017 to 114 million in 2018. On slide 12, you can see our consolidated investment result considering the parent company and its subsidiaries and branches. We achieved 177 million reais in the second quarter of 2018, down 19% over the 218 million reported in the same period of the last year. This reduction was much lower than the decrease of 42% on the average Selic rate in the period. The consolidated performance in reais of the management of financial assets of the parent company and its subsidiaries branches reached 139% of the Brazilian CDI in the second quarter of 2018 versus 136% of Brazilian CDI in the same period in 2017, an increase of 3 percentage points. On June 30 of this year, the fixed income investment fund IRB Absoluto, managed by IRB, had total assets, government bonds, of nearly 2.7 billion reais, corresponding to 44% of our overall financial assets portfolio. In the period, the fund's profitability was negative by 0.15% due to mark-to-market effects on government inflation-linked bonds and prefixed government bonds, which represented an average of 16% of the fund's portfolio and 7% of our overall portfolio. On the other hand, our own portfolio had assets amounting to 3.4 billion reais as of June 30 of this year. And the two most important asset groups were post-fixed government bonds and U.S. dollar assets. The U.S. dollar assets totaled 964 million reais, of which 154 million reais constituted our position to head our passive operating exposure, and therefore did not add to our result. But the remaining amount, that is 810 million reais, corresponded to a long U.S. dollar exposed and recorded a gain of 16% in the period. Our long U.S. dollar exposure was made through the parent company itself and its subsidiaries and branches, observing the applicable law and our investment policies, like we do with all our other financial investments. The average daily balance of the financial investment portfolio, except for the real estate portfolio, was 5.4 billion reais in the second quarter of 2018. The graph to the right shows the breakdown of our investment portfolio by the end of June. Most of portfolio remains allocated to fixed income. You can also see the active dollar position we had by the end of June. Now, I will ask Cardoso to proceed to his closing remarks.
Thank you, Fernando. Finally, I would like to once again to thank everyone for the participating in the company's conference call. We are confident that the goals outlined are feasible and will certainly be met. The volume of written premium in the first half of 2018 already ensures the sustainability of the uptrend in the premium written in Brazil for the upcoming quarters, since the accrual of the written premiums deriving from proportional contracts follows a 1/12th ratio per month. We continue gaining market share, bringing new contracts, and renew our participation in contracts that are already part of our portfolio. Therefore, we continue to work in building a solid base to sustain our growth for the next quarters and to maintain our consolidation as a market leader in Brazil and advancing abroad. Our expertise in underwriting and also in pricing risks contributes to reduce our loss ratio each quarter, which combined with the increase in the premium volume guarantee our growth in the underwriting results. With the solid foundation we have built over the years, we are now prepared for the challenges and opportunities that will come. Now our attention is focused on extracting value from the perspectives that are beginning to be drawn for 2019 and which we believe can also be quite promising for IRB, supporting our 2019 strategy enhancement. As in every quarter, we would like to reaffirm that our team with approximately 380 employees as well as the top management remain fully committed to achieving the objectives outlined and overcoming them when it possible. And to ensure that we have the same focus, employee profit sharing is tied to the achievement of 100% of the targets. With this strategy, we ensure that the engagement of the entire team so that everyone benefits from this challenge. I remain committed to managing IRB with a focus on high profitability, on the sustainability of our operating results, and on the efficiency of our management of expense. With these comments, I close our presentation, and are you open for question and answer? Thank you for a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the questions and answer section. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. Our first question is coming from Rafael Frade from Bradesco. You may proceed.
Hi, good morning all. Congratulations for the results. I have two questions. The first one is related to the growth of your operations abroad. In previous conversations, you have mentioned that there is a certain level that would be the best given the hedge, the natural hedge that you would have in the operation. Given how strong it's performing the operations abroad, are you revising this kind of cap in terms of how much you want the international operations to represent? Maybe we can see it evolving depending to 50% of your total premiums in the future. How do you think about it? And the second question is related to the agri business that I perceive that the level of tax benefit in this quarter was lower than in the first quarter. I understand that this maybe is related to a weaker performance of this specific business in the quarter. I just would like to know if there is anything particular here and if we should expect some improvement in coming quarters.
Thank you, Fred, for your question. I'm going to start answering to regardless of our strategy to the international market, it remains absolutely the same. The idea is to take advantage of the opportunities that the international market offers for a company like us. We are operating abroad in the same way we operate here. We approach clients in line of business where we have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge in order to underwrite the good risks. This is the reason why we have been expanding our operations abroad, being focusing more in Latin America, because Latin America, the risks in Latin America are quite similar to risks we have here in Brazil. This is one of the reasons why Latin America has been our priority in terms of expansion, but with no prejudice to also to take some business in other regions, since, as you mentioned before, we have some partnerships with very expert clients that we have spread also in U.S. and Europe. Therefore, we continuously expanding our operation with discipline, focusing line of business that are not so exposed to natural catastrophes like agro, aviation, life, and property, but remain being extremely focused in the results, in the bottom line of this underwriting activity. Fernando, perhaps you can continue.
Yeah. Hello, Fred. Thank you. About the results of agribusiness, on this specific quarter, on this third quarter, the results of the line of business of agro was not so good like the results of the same line of business 1 year ago in the second quarter of 2017. For us, it is part of the business. The result was good. The result was not so good like 1 year, later. But the idea of the company is the most important, the key point of our business is diversification. We have agro with a performance lower than 1 year ago, but we have a lot of other line of business performing better than 1 year ago. This is the reason why the results of all the companies was much better than 1 year ago. So, in fact, the agro was not so good, but the rest of the business of the companies was much better.
I would like to remind you that to ask a question, you just have to dial star 1. This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I'd like to turn the floor back to Mr. José Carlos Cardoso for any closing remarks.
Okay, thank you all for the confidence in our company, in our history, and especially in our strategy that you follow with much discipline and compromise. And we will meet it again in November for our next release of the third quarter of 2018. I wish you all a good day, and thank you very much.